Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you represent 10% of the inaugural class.
Yes.
How was it?
It was amazing. It was an unbelievable experience, like nothing I've had before. I majored in musical theater in college, and, you know, every department encourages you as a young, aspiring professional to go try to get work at different theaters in the summer. And what's different from this theater than anywhere else I've had the opportunity to work is that you really, really feel like you're part of Theater Aspen. You're not just a performer. You're really a part of what makes the theater unique. And then it's exciting this year to see a new class of apprentices and know how much they're going to experience and how much, you know, their schooling continues during the summer. It's pretty awesome.
Tell me about this apprenticeship program.
Given Theater Aspen's commitment to being a teaching hospital for young artists amongst our professionals, we had the opportunity to formalize it last year into an apprentice program. And the word was put out, and we had actors and designers and stage managers from all across the country. And whether they were transitioning out of their academic, programs, or whether they had already kind of found their way into the professional world, or whether they're still in school, it was a chance to learn, to get to know what it's like to work for a professional nonprofit. It's career development, so they also get the opportunity to do some workshops and master classes.
This is called an apprenticeship, mm-hmm. not an internship, and that is by design, right?
It is, and that it's an opportunity for these emerging professionals to work alongside their respective counterparts, their professional counterparts, to learn from them, we encourage them, ask questions, get to pick their brains, and to be aware of what's going on around them. The nature of an apprenticeship, to apprentice someone, to learn from someone who's just a little farther along in their career. And I think that that's really important.
What is the normal trajectory for somebody who's in school, says, I want to be part of the theater? Is it easy to find work in theater?
I think no matter how long you've been in this business, I think that it's a challenge. It's a challenger. And, you have to stick with it. You have to be passionate about it. You have to love it. I mean, I've been directing for close to 20 years, and I've been teaching at the university and college level. And I remember when I was, an undergrad, and my mentors and professors, said, you have to go out there, make your own work. You have to find your work groups. Of course, there are auditions. You go out on your auditions, and eventually you find your way in.
So it's against this backdrop that you described that the apprenticeship comes in. So mm-hmm. if somebody like Allie and now your new class coming in mm-hmm. this year goes through this, do they have a leg up?
We talk about the apprentice program as a bridge, a bridge between academic training, whatever kind of artist training the apprentice is coming in with, and the professional world.
What was the one or two things that were so different from when you were in school mm-hmm. to in the reality of a working theater company?
The diversity of actors you're working with. In school, it's all kids your age playing all of these different roles. And then the diversity of how long people have been in the business, all the different places they've worked, different shows they've worked on. That's fascinating. Also, just accessibility to David, to everyone. Everyone wanted to work with you all summer. They wanted to answer all your questions. They wanted to help you be ready to go into the professional world.
We don't hold hands. Like, I think that's the other thing, is that we're very, kind of clear at the beginning that we're providing the opportunity. There will definitely be things that we offer the apprentices to do, but I think it's also up to the apprentice to define what the program is for them, and to kind of keep their eyes open, to keep their ears open. I think the biggest thing, and Allie, I think you would agree with me, is that if you say yes to what comes at you, you'll learn
yep.
whatever, in whatever form.
Well, good luck with season 2 of the apprenticeship program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. David Graham is Associate Artistic Director and Coordinator of the Theater Aspen Apprentice Program. Actor Ali Walsh was an apprentice last year and will be acting again in this year's productions. Theater Aspen's season starts next week with a production of The Full Monty. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.